This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to behave with an open enemy of Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service. Dear listeners, we are talking about how to behave with an open enemy of Islam. Now, of course, we had talked about this very, very briefly. We just kind of pointed it to a previous program. But we really wanted to talk about this just a little bit more because it's very important. Now, we had talked about in a previous program how we should be lenient with our family members and our friends, which is pretty much common sense. But when it comes to somebody who is an open enemy of Islam, right? He is openly hostile to Islam. They have openly picked up arms against Islam. Well, to be lenient with that kind of person is pretty dumb. Right? Because an individual who has picked up arms against Islam, well, they'll most probably hurt you, harm you, if not kill you. So that kind of individual, I don't think you should be lenient with. And no common sense, rational individual would be lenient. You have to at least stand up and defend yourself in that kind of a situation. But we're talking about, for example, an individual who hasn't picked up arms. They are openly hostile, right, against Islam. Now, what do you do in this kind of situation? Well, first and foremost, you speak with certain individuals. You try to teach. You try to help them understand. Of course, this is done in a very proper manner, in a very appropriate manner, in a very honorable manner, right? We're not talking about getting into somebody else's face and becoming aggressive and start yelling and screaming. This is not what Islam prescribes us, and this is not what the Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt teach us, right? They tell us to encourage debate, encourage discourse, encourage speaking and conversation so that, you know, things are made clear and most probably that enemy will turn into a friend. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about how to behave with an open enemy of Islam. Now, we talked about the one who has picked up arms. Well, we have to defend ourselves. Then we talked about an individual who just based upon discourse and based upon talking is an open enemy, right? And in that situation, we talk, we discuss, you know, we tell each other our points of view. And in an academic, intellectual type of setting, you explain one another's side, you know, and hopefully, inshallah, by the grace and the blessings of the Almighty Allah, this person who was an open enemy of Islam will become a friend of Islam. If not, he might even become a Muslim himself. Now, what's really important to understand is that individuals who go through these kind of things, they have to realize that getting into somebody else's face or becoming highly aggressive or talking to another person in a disrespectful manner, this is something which is not allowed in Islam. We have to respect each other's boundaries. We have to try to talk in a compassionate manner, in a merciful manner, and help the other person understand. Now, at the end of the day, if the other person refuses to understand, well, then I guess we will have to agree to disagree on certain points. But hostilities and animosities and enmities against individuals that have the potential to become the friends of Islam is not allowed. But of course, to defend ourselves against individuals who will not stop their hostilities and enmities against Islam, to stand up to such individuals, it is something that is part of Islam and our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.